everybody, and welcome to Geek Tyrant Weekly. This is our 101st podcast in the new year 2011. Welcome. Now let's talk about some movies. Today we have joining us myself, Dr. Venkman. We've got Mazer.
Hey,
hello, Mazer. How's it going?
I'm Trontastic today.
Any New Year's resolutions?
Mine?
You'd like to share?
No.
All right. Sounds good.
I was really lazy. I didn't really come up with any, and then people were like talking about losing weight and such, and I was like, yeah, I'll do that.
Original.
But do you really need to lose weight?
Probably not, no.
All right. Ben P., welcome.
Thank you, sir. How are you doing? I'm doing very well. Mazer's in peak physical condition, so no, he doesn't need to lose any weight.
Did you make any New Year's resolution by any chance?
I didn't until just now, and that is to write a little bit more for Geek Tyrant, which, you know, may seem pandering because this is the Geek Tyrant podcast, but that's, like, a legitimate thing that I want to actually start doing, so you people can call me out on it if I don't write out and write enough, so keep me accountable this year.
All right, sounds good.
You guys got Sundance coming up, so you'll probably make up a lot of ground there.
Yeah.
Yes. Sundance is awesome, and we will be there watching movies all day long in the cold. All right. Also joining us is Tiberius.
Hello. Welcome. Hello.
Yes. How are you?
I'm fabulous.
Great. Any New Year's resolutions?
To find a way to successfully kill my in-laws without getting in trouble.
Okay.
Wow.
Awesome. No, actually, probably to quit cursing like a sailor. That's it.
All right, there you go. As for myself, my New Year's resolution...
Really? You've had all this time to think about it and you can't come up with anything?
You know, I'm in the same boat as Mazer. I haven't really thought about it, so I guess it would be to take Geek Tyrant to the next level of greatness. I'll just, like, keep working on that.
Your New Year's resolution is to have more New Year's resolutions. Yeah, it's like wishing for more wishes.
The genie factor.
Yes!
Awesome. Yeah.
That's amazing. I've never heard that one before.
That's really good. I like that. All right.
We should probably also mention that P. Vader, who, as most listeners will probably know, has been joining us for the last, I don't know, 30 podcasts or something, is gone on an indefinite hiatus from podcasting. There's some legal ramifications that he's working out. We'll just leave it mysterious and coy like that. I'm not really going to get into the details, but just know that he's with us in spirit. So.
All right. Thank you, Ben.
Indeed.
So, well, I guess before we begin this podcast, we're gonna play our game Connect Three, right, guys?
Yes.
Is that happening?
Okay. Yes.
Ooh.
Well, let's do this.
I've got the questions this week.
Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Here we go. I'm ready.
All right. Hint number one. Year one. Okay. House. The Girl Next Door.
Olivia Wilde.
Ben.
Wow. Someone has a crush on Olivia Wilde.
Guilty.
Okay, don't we all? All right. Leave it at that.
All right. Christian Bale. Johnny Depp.
Ooh.
David Wenham.
Public Enemies.
Again, Ben.
Damn, Ben.
All right, here we go.
Jeez, the heck.
Edward James Olmos.
Battlestar Galactica.
Tom Wilkinson.
Not Battlestar Galactica.
Cameron Diaz.
Vanilla Sky.
The Green Hornet.
Ben again.
Oh, man.
Well, the Green Hornet hasn't even come out yet.
Mazer's throwing us the curveball.
Throwing you the curveball. All right. 3:10 to Yuma.
Christian Bale.
30 Days of Night.
Josh Hartnett.
X-Men The Last Stand.
Ben Foster.
Ben again! 4 out of 4 so far.
Domination.
Right. Last one.
Sheesh.
The Ring. Mouse Hunt. And Rango. Wow.
Gore Verbinski.
Boom.
All right, there we go.
Yes! I start my new year off with a bing and not winning this game. Just one.
Did Gore Verbinski direct Mouse Hunt?
Yes.
Wow, yeah. Okay.
I did not know that.
You broke Ben's perfect game.
Whew. Someone had to do it.
There we go.
Yep. I realized we didn't even like try to explain the game. We just jumped right into it. Hopefully people were able to...
They got the gist right now.
Yeah.
They know how it, they know how it works, I think. Unless Connect we've got 3. New listeners, then we're sorry. What can we do?
Come back next week. We'll explain
it. Yeah, we'll explain it next week. How about that? All right. So this week, we are going to discuss some of our favorite movies of 2010. We're just kind of going to go in, start talking about one, and just let the conversation go into where it goes. We'll start bringing up movies and just sharing our thoughts on them. It's not like a top 10 list. It's just these are movies that we thought were awesome. So I wanted to start it off with the film Black Swan because we haven't talked about it on the podcast yet. We've briefly talked about it. We haven't really gone in depth. The movie's been out for a month now? Over a month?
Mm-hmm.
And finally we're going to talk about it. So that is on my list. That was my number one favorite movie of the year. I loved it. And now we're going to discuss it, and then we'll just let it go from there.
Okay, who all has seen it? Has everybody seen the movie?
Yeah, I've seen
it.
Okay. It was your number one, Venkman? Really?
That was my number one, dude. You didn't read my list?
I did read your list, honestly. I forgot.
In my unpublished list, that would be in my number 3 behind,
that's
Inception and Social Network.
It started at my number 3. And every time I saw the movie, because I've seen it like 4 times already, it moved up and it just kept moving up. I just kept being blown away by that movie. It just, and by the time I put my list up, it was at number 1.
Nice. Okay, so Tiberius, let's start with you, because I know I've spoken to Dr. Venkman a little bit about this, and I know that he likes the movie, obviously, since it's number 1. I liked it a lot as well. What did you think about it? I have no idea what your take on this movie was.
Well, I actually did not see it until just recently. So I it's kind of fresh in my mind, which is a good thing. It's one of those movies that I have not been able to actually truly get out of my mind since I saw it. So it's one of those movies that really sticks with you, which is perfect. It blew me away visually. Natalie Portman acted the shit out of her character. I mean, pardon my language. Truthfully, she did. She definitely deserves Best Actress for that role. I'm completely changed my opinion. Not that I had a bad opinion of her, but it elevated my opinion of her as an actress.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, same with me. I seriously, I think her performance is that, and I don't know if you guys agree with me or not, but whatever, I don't care. But seriously, I think she honestly gave one of the best female performances ever in a film.
I saw you said that.
You know, and some of my favorite roles in movies come from actors like Daniel Day-Lewis in There Will Be Blood. I thought was absolutely perfect. Edward Norton in American History X, one of my favorite performances of all time. And Natalie Portman is in that list of best performances ever, not just this year. I mean, she seriously just blew my mind with what she did with this character.
Yeah, I can't say anything else than what you guys have already said about her, because she was just freaking phenomenal. She was just really like, kind of mesmerizing in the whole thing, I thought. Mazur, what did you think about the movie?
Yeah, the film's, I mean, it's an Aronofsky film, so obviously if you don't like his films, you're not going to like The Black Swan. He's obviously an acquired taste, and he's gotten a quieter type of filmmaking style that it could be very off-putting to a lot of people, but I very much enjoyed the film. I've only seen it once. I haven't been able to, you know, review it upon multiple screenings, but her performance is, like, the only reason this film is even being talked about. If it were another actress, this would probably, we wouldn't even be talking about it at this point. I'm interested to see which ways the Academy is going to acknowledge this film, because it really could be completely embraced and win practically everything, or just only get a nod to Portman. It could really go either way. We could with how the Academy really is. It's hard to read them sometimes. So.
Yeah. You know, I think it'll be nominated for Best Picture. Portman will definitely be nominated for Best Actress. I don't think it will win. I personally think the Social Network is going to take home the best prize.
Yeah, Best Picture. I agree with you.
But it will get nominated.
Yeah, so. It's one of those movies that's very, I hesitate to say erotic, but I think that might even be the right word. Black Swan, I'm talking about, because it's just so intense, and there's a lot of, like, kind of brazen sexuality that is displayed, where, you know, sometimes the Academy can deal with stuff like that, but in a scenario like this, where it's one of these kind of psychological thrillers where you're not really sure what's real, what's not, and it's very just in your face, I don't know if they'll kind of respect that enough, or not respect it, but if they will reward that kind of filmmaking.
Well, here's the thing, is like, if you look at it, it was done as tastefully as it could. It's not like there was any gratuitous nudity in it or anything like that.
There was
no nudity in it. It was just a big tease is what it was.
No, but I mean, for something with no nudity, it was pretty damn graphic. Like,
it was. No, know? I agree. 100%.
So, not as graphic as the girl with the dragon tattoo or the girl who played with fire. Those were very graphic films in terms of showing full nudity and lesbian sexual scenes. So,
I just think, because those are foreign language movies, I don't think they'll get the same kind of consideration as far as Best Picture stuff goes.
I know that.
So, yeah.
I know, you're right. You're totally right.
Yeah. I mean, this movie, to me, like, the camera work and stuff, people talk about Aronofsky, you know, having this kind of handheld style that he maybe perfected, some might say, with The Wrestler, you know, this kind of, like, following shots, you know, over the shoulder and all that kind of stuff. That same type of, I mean, obviously he's been working with the same cinematographer for a long time, and that held true on Black Swan, and the same type of cinematography was used in this movie as was in The Wrestler, and, you know, I'm sure you guys know that there's this story about how The Wrestler and Black Swan were actually envisioned as one project in their inception, and then eventually got split into two separate ones. And this is over the course of, like, whatever, the past 10 years or something, because Natalie Portman and Darren Aronofsky have been talking about this for a long time. But I just thought that the camera work in this movie, because it was so just, like, right in there, and this very kind of personal space with how like physical this movie is with all the dancing and everything. I just thought it worked really well. What did you guys think about it?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I mean, the way those dance scenes were filmed were incredible. That you know, the opening sequence, the opening dream sequence, and that last grand finale was just, man, ballet had never been so action-packed before. You know what I mean? It was like, I was engulfed, and I'm like, yeah, ballet is freaking awesome.
I mean, I don't think any of us are really, like, ballet movie connoisseurs, or, could even say that like ballet is something that really even interested us on the most, on any level, really. But this movie, I mean, just kind of pulls you in, and it's so, it's one of the most intense movies I've seen this in 2010. And the final like 30 minutes or something just pinned me to my seat. Like the everything about it just ratchets up. Like the score, the performances, like all of it just kind of culminates in this massive, ridiculous ending. I don't really want to give anything away, but it's pretty epic.
It is.
Yeah, there's also there's something to the editing that is in The Social Network. There was an you could feel a technician's hands were at work with the music and the editing, and it was extremely tight. And Black Swan had editing that enhanced emotion as opposed to displaying precision. And
it was almost like the editing of the Black Swan in the movie, you know, like the kind of passionate character as opposed to the White Swan, the more technically precise character.
Yeah, I feel like if it was not him carrying this all the way from the story to the editing, you know, through all that, I don't think it would have worked very well if this was in the hands of three different people.
Mm-hmm.
I hope he gets a nod for the director. My feeling is she'll get Best Actress Portman, and he'll get hopefully Best Director, because if Social Network wins for Best Picture, and then, you know, how those things, they try to balance those out.
Right.
Because it's definitely an effort.
Do they try to balance them out? I don't think they do.
It really depends on the year.
Yeah.
I mean, we had some really strong films this year. And at least for the Oscar-type film.
Yeah.
So. Definitely.
Cool.
Well, since we've been talking a lot about The Social Network and kind of comparing that, I think that was on everybody's list of favorite movies.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It was my number one.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think, you know, you were talking about it, Mazur, and you're saying that it kind of felt technical and a little bit cold, I think, The Social Network. You know, I made a top 10 list, and it was actually my number 6 on the list. So there's movies that I liked better on kind of a personal favorite level. I do think it was probably right up there with Black Swan as, like, the best movie of the year, if we're going to kind of judge it on that level.
Exactly.
But, like, personally, I really liked The Social Network, but there are movies that I had way more fun at in the theater, and that's how I kind of define my own personal favorites list, is, like, how much fun I had as opposed to, like, how amazed I was by a display of filmmaking, you know? So, yeah, I definitely, I mean, absolutely, it's on the list, and it's hands down one of the best movies of the year. I just happen to like, and like a few a little bit more than that one, but that's just me.
I don't know. You know, for the reason it was in my number one spot was primarily because it was supposed to be cold. It was, you know, a lot of the actions of the characters were very cold and heartless and ruthless and in a lot of aspects. So I think that the tightness of the manner in which that film was shot, the, you know, number of takes that Fincher took on the film were unbelievably high on a lot of the scenes. And the perfection is there. And to be honest with you, there are many, many other films that I had a lot even more fun watching. But that movie actually not only inspired me, it was informative, it was fun to watch, it was humorous at times, and had the best, some of the best performances by actors this year, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. So that's where I'm coming from.
Yeah, it's absolutely justified.
Yeah, I love Social Network. We've talked about that one before, but it was, you know, Fincher is one of my favorite directors, and so I had no idea that this movie was going to be as good as it was. I mean, when I first heard that Social Network was getting, you know, Facebook was getting its own movie, I rolled my eyes just like everybody else.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, whatever, that movie's going to be crap. But then you see Aaron Sorkin come on board to write it, and you're like, what? And then, you know, my favorite director, David Fincher, comes on and is like, Well, I'm gonna direct it, and I'm just like, what the hell is going on here? You know, I'm like, what is this?
Yeah.
It can't be that good that these people are jumping on.
Well, yeah, that's for people who hadn't read The Accidental Billionaires. But yeah, exactly. if you knew this, now you know the story, and you're like, should be.
You know, as soon as those two talents jumped on board, and I found out that it was being based on that book, I went and picked up the book and read it, and then I was like, holy crap, that's going to be an awesome movie. So, and then it was. It ended up being an awesome movie that I thoroughly enjoyed. I have no problems with it at all. I loved it.
I think we should highlight some movies that maybe are on our lower end of our list, or that aren't even, you know, on everyone's list. Some, you know, different films that really stood out, you know, unlike Tarantino's list, where he, you know, none of the movies were anything out of the ordinary or anything special. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's some ones on our lists that we could highlight, that we could just share with people that maybe aren't even on their radar. You know, I don't know if there are, but there might be.
I'd say The King's Speech. I don't know. Who's seen that?
I have.
I saw it.
I love that movie. I unexpectedly was blown away by it. That movie for me, it was like watching Rocky, but there's no fighting. It was all like talking.
Yeah.
But you know, it's like you're rooting for this guy, and you know, in the fight, you know, you have this final scene where he's supposed to give this elaborate, you know, this very important elaborate speech for 2 minutes, and you're just sitting there like the intensity, and you're just like, you're watching this, and you're like, come on, man, you could do it. Yeah. You can do it. You know, it's like, yeah. It was such a great film, and the acting and, the performances with, Colin Firth and,
Jeffrey Rush
were just incredible, and they're both going to be up for, you know, best actor, best supporting actor, whatever. Because you know, they definitely gave two of the best performances of the year.
What is the best? I would say Colin Firth's performance is my favorite male performance of the year so far.
Really?
Yeah, I had a hard time thinking of one that blew me away.
Eisenberg.
More.
See, Eisenberg was good to me. I have two more that I liked more than Colin Firth, although for the record, I think Colin Firth is definitely going to win Best Actor, for no other
reason. Yeah, I agree with you.
Than just to give more of kind of a, the snub from last year with that movie he was in. I don't recall the name of it right now, but...
A Single Man.
Thank you, A Single Man, and then also, like... Kind of like a John Wayne in True Grit type of thing. Like, he'll get it for the career, almost like Jeff Bridges in Crazy Heart also. Yeah. But there's two performances that I liked even more than Eisenberg and Colin Firth, and that is Ryan Reynolds in Buried and James Franco in 127 Hours. And I think both of them absolutely carried those two respective movies, and those movies would not be anything without those performances, because there were just such singular, kind of masterful performances from both of them. Those are two easily of my favorite films of the year, and two of my favorite performances, hands down.
Definitely.
Those are the two films I haven't seen.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
Haven't seen those yet.
Yeah, you should watch.
I recommend seeing 127 Hours, Mazer, I really do.
Yeah. I've got that's and The Fighter. I've got three films I need to catch up on. I did like a movie binge and did like two movies like a day for about a week. I still didn't catch up to those, so.
Well, what I was getting at with what I was saying earlier about films that are on, let me tell you a film that's on my list, okay? Animal Kingdom.
Dude, I've heard such good things about that movie, and I haven't had a chance to see it yet. Tell me it's good.
It is phenomenal. I was really, you know, I thought, okay, this is playing locally. I'm actually going to go see it. I saw it in theaters. Two people stand out for me. Yeah, granted, it's got a great cast altogether, but Jackie Weaver, the matriarch of the family, is so, as I said in my little post about it, my little snippet, is that she's so chillingly evil that it's scary. I mean, she's so good in her role in that. It's just really an all around great film. And then James, I don't know how to pronounce his name, Freshville, for Shayville or whatever. he is the main lead character that the film follows, and he's a breakout star with that role. So,
cool. I haven't seen this movie yet either, but Abe Froman, one of our writers, went to Sundance with me last year and saw it, and it was his favorite movie at Sundance. I still haven't seen it though. I got to check that out.
Yeah,
we'll comes out on DVD here pretty soon. So
that's what I was gonna say. I'm gonna be watching. I might even buy Buried when it comes out on DVD. It might be one that I just buy. You know.
Yeah.
So
it's. I mean, somebody said that it was like a filmmaking exercise more of than an actual movie, and I don't think that's the case at all. It is. An exercise, but I also think it's a hell of an entertaining movie. So I think
I've heard it related to some of Hitchcock's greatest, and I'm a huge fan of Hitchcock. So
yeah.
I definitely think that I would enjoy it for that reason alone, right there.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely.
You know what other movie was compared to Hitchcock is that stupid ass Catfish movie that I watched today.
What did you think about Catfish?
I hated
Catfish, really?
I hated it.
I actually liked it.
I did not like it at all. I'm like, you know what? This movie sucks.
Okay, Dr. Bangman, let me ask you this. What kind of trailers and stuff like that did you see for it before you watched it?
The only thing, I only watched the first trailer that was released, the one where it's like, you won't believe what happens. And they're like walking up to the farm door or the garage door, like something's going to jump out and eat somebody or something. I couldn't get into it. I didn't think the premise was interesting at all. It from the very start, it was like, this is fake. You know, I seriously did not see any type of.
You thought it was fake from the beginning.
I thought
you
it was
really
fake
did.
From the. Yeah. You know, I've heard some of the controversy over it. And as soon as I started watching, I'm like, dude, where's the question? How can people not see that this is fake? I don't know.
Dude, and, I mean, all right. I really liked this movie a lot. It's actually in my honorable mentions of the year. I thought it was very entertaining. I think the most important question is not were these events fabricated? It's more, does it matter if they were fabricated? Because
maybe it was just so hyped up, you know, because I did hear a lot of hype about it. Everyone I talked to hyped it up. So I went in, you know, even the trailer is like, the best Hitchcock film that Hitchcock never made.
I'll give you that's a really stupid quote.
F that.
That's very stupid.
So I'm like, you know, I guess my expectations were something completely different, which is what I've heard from everybody that's seen it, is it just their expectations weren't that at all, you know? But I did not get into it at all. Like, I could not get, like, in there and enjoy it. I did not enjoy it. I, you know, felt like I was wasting my time watching it. That's what it was like for me. And I don't know why that was, but that's just how it was when I watched that movie. Do I have to see it with people? Because I watched it alone.
No, not
at all.
Some movies you like better if you watch it with a group of people. But even then, it's like, I don't know.
Okay, in an effort to not really give anything away about this movie, because if people haven't seen Catfish, I would recommend seeing it. I mean,
I'm going to tell you, I don't recommend it at all.
Okay.
If you haven't seen the trailer,
yeah,
you can watch it.
Okay, if you agree with Venkman that the town looked like it was shot by a high schooler, then don't see it.
It was written by a high schooler. Okay. It wasn't shot by a high schooler.
No, I'm just messing with you. But seriously, I think Catfish, right there with The Social Network this year, dealt almost as much about the kind of notions of what technology represents in our generation. It dealt with it probably the same amount that The Social Network did, I thought.
It's really a companion piece, almost.
Yeah.
Really?
I think so.
Yeah.
Did I watch the same movie, Catfish, right?
Right.
No. What it is I think Ben P. and myself, we are really are delving into it a little bit more and really picking away at the layers a lot.
Yeah,
I didn't pick away at any layers.
I didn't. I just watched it, and was just so utterly disappointed.
Man.
Can I ask you, Venkman, are you pissed off about getting gypped from seeing Catfish?
My three.
Yeah. I think so.
My time. It was my time that was gypped. I don't know. Like,
man, I'm disappointed.
I'm not gonna go back. You know, even after like hearing your side of it, and I under, yeah, you know, a lot of people did like it. Like, I tweeted today that I hated it.
And I know you did.
And people came out and were like, you know, a lot of people agreed. I say half people agreed with me, and half people were like, "What are you talking about? The movie was awesome. How did you not like it?"
Yeah.
So, you know, I think, like I said, it's like 50-50. Not everybody's gonna like it. But even, you know, it's, I have no problem with anybody liking it. It just did not click with me at all.
Mazer, did you see it?
No.
Okay. I was wondering why you're being so quiet over there.
And I probably won't watch it again.
I just had no interest in it and probably will never watch it.
Okay. While we're talking about documentaries, I think it's probably worth mentioning briefly how amazing Exit Through the Gift Shop is.
Thank you.
I've watched that movie 3 times this week.
I just added it to my queue.
I just saw it definitely. For the first
time. You haven't
time
seen
over
it, Mazer?
No, not yet.
Oh, man. Enjoy it.
I love this movie. I love it. It played at Sundance last year, and I didn't buy, like Catfish, I didn't buy into the hype of like, oh, wait, I don't really need to see it right now. It's just, I don't know, it doesn't interest me, whatever. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a year later, I finally watch it, and I am kicking myself in the ass for not having watched it before, because I would have loved to help promote this film more if I would have watched it. I should have watched it.
Yeah.
Sorry. But yeah, that movie was awesome.
Yeah. Definitely one of my favorite of the year. It's worth seeing, absolutely. And the only other thing, Tiberius, kind of going back to what you were saying as far as like maybe surprise picks that aren't really in everybody else's top 10 list, How to Train Your Dragon is in my list, and I really, really love that movie. Probably one of my favorite animated movies of all time. It's up there in my opinion with like the kind of classic Disney stuff. Not as good as like Aladdin or Lion King or Beauty and the Beast, but it's kind of right
Sword
in that
the
realm
Stone.
To me. Sword in the Stone. Man, that's an obscure pick, but the flying sequences in How to Train Your Dragon, I said it then and I still believe it now, out-Avatar. And I just really love this movie. So that's one of those that a lot of people probably aren't going to have on their best of list, but I definitely do. So.
How to Train
Your
Dragon.
No, I've seen that on other lists.
I didn't put any animated movies in my top 10 list, but How to Train Your Dragon is my number one favorite animated film of 2010.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely loved it.
And I still need to see this. This is bad.
There's a lot of love going out there for Toy Story 3. But I'm sorry, I love the movie. I really did. I thought it was great. But I think everyone's getting like tied up in the nostalgia of growing up with it. You know what I mean? Because I rewatched the first two films, and Toy Story 1 is a hell of a lot better than Toy Story 3. The animation may not be as good, but the story is better.
Yeah.
And just, I think everyone just kind of got caught up in the emotional of like the Toy Story saga closing type thing. And that's why everyone's jumping on board of like, oh, let's make, you know, it's got to win Best Picture type thing.
That's ludicrous.
All in all, it was a great film, but, and it is great any of the franchise, but it just, How to Train Your Dragon was definitely the better animated movie this year.
I agree.
You know, one movie that I think is unfortunately it came out in the same year that Black Swan did is Winter's Bone, and I think I think Natalie Portman's going to pretty much, as we talked about, take it away with her role, but I was blown away by Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, she was amazing in that film, and it's one of those, it's that film's for like, it's a very slow paced movie, but
yeah.
It really just, it grabs you and takes you into this world that, you know, personally I've never seen before, you know? And it just, it takes you into this backwoods meth run mob family inbred craziness, whatever. And it just takes you down this road of, it's like a slow burn of madness that you're just like, oh my gosh, people probably really live like this, you know?
Yep. John Hawks also blew me away with that.
Oh, John
His
Hawks
performance
awesome.
Was great.
Man, yeah, he was so good. That movie, Winter's Bone, I liked it a lot. I didn't like it enough to really put it in, like, a top 10 or anything, but it was very much like one of those old film noir movies or something where the protagonist just kind of gets sucked into this crazy world and just takes you along the whole way, and you're just kind of wandering through it with them. It's definitely worth watching if you haven't seen it. Winter's Bone, check it out.
Definitely.
Great.
Has anybody seen the film, the movie? And I just watched this recently on Instant Netflix. Has anyone seen the movie The Good, the Bad, the Weird?
Yes. Yeah, P. Vader and I watched that earlier this year. Had a lot of fun with it.
That movie just blew me away. That was so fun. It was such
I also
a fun
saw movie. That you watched A Prophet recently. Is that right?
I did Nathan? Watch A Prophet recently. Yes. That movie
great
was
movie.
Amazing.
Was it? Was that the one that's really long, or is that Carlos?
It's really long.
Okay.
It's over 2 hours. It's over 2 hours.
Okay. I think Carlos is the one I was thinking of then, because that's like 5 hours long or something. But yeah, I've heard good things about A Prophet. Is that available on Netflix now?
That is available on Instant Netflix, so you can watch that. You know, I didn't put it on my list because I saw that it came out in 2009, but really didn't hit anything, you know, it didn't really hit until 2010, but it was amazing film though. I mean, you want a good mob film like you know, Scarface or The Godfather. I mean, I can't even compare it to those. It's totally different, but for people that are into like those kind of movies, this movie just rocks.
Cool.
Such, in terms of prison,
very powerful.
Yeah, no, you're in terms of prison movies, it's up there with Shawshank.
Yeah, it's
that is high praise. I'll definitely check it out then.
Well, in terms of showing the gritty, I mean, Shawshank was great because it showed prison life to an extent, and it was more of a period piece. Mm-hmm. This truly shows the grittiness of, first of all, not even a U.S. prison, a foreign prison, and completely different, but at the same time, it was really interesting to take a look at.
Have you seen Midnight Express?
Yes.
That movie jacked me up.
That
as
movie,
far as prison movies go.
I've talked to my mom about this. She saw it in theaters. That's the only movie that I've ever talked to her about that she walked out of Midnight Express.
It's
funny.
Wow. Yeah. But
are we still going to cover our – oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say as far – I just wanted to quickly get back to The Good, the Bad, the Weird.
Mm-hmm.
When it was fun, too, the cinematography and the way it was shot was amazing. Like, there were shots in there that were just seamless. I don't even know how to explain it.
Yeah.
It flowed incredibly well.
Tiberius, you and I talked about The Warrior's Way a while back, correct?
Yep.
If you liked The Warrior's Way, you'll definitely like The Good, the Bad, the Weird.
But I see. I thought The Good, the Bad, the Weird was even better than Warrior's Way.
Oh, hands down. Yeah, absolutely. But The Warrior's Way is a totally different type of thing. It's very.
Yeah.
It's like almost over the top ridiculous. Well, not almost about it. It was over the top ridiculous. And The Good, the Bad, and the Weird is ridiculous, but it keeps a little bit more realism to it. There's not like blood spurting and spinning and kind of
True.
People outrunning bullets
it's
or anything
more grounded.
Like that. But it's just an old-fashioned chase western, like through the desert on trains and all kinds of crazy stuff.
It's
really
literally a remake of The Good, the Bad, the Ugly, but Korean style, with added action and you know, adventure and
I mean, it's got like it's 10 times more action than the original Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Exactly. Yeah.
So. Yeah, use that as your barometer if you haven't seen it. It's
definitely
good.
Check it out. Great, great film.
Mm-hmm. Tiberius, I think you came up with a list of some movies that you were really looking forward to in 2011, so why don't we talk about those for a little bit instead of talking about news and stuff. There hasn't really been a lot of really great news items in the early part of the new year, so let's try to save that stuff for maybe for next week.
That sounds like a good idea. I put together a list, not of 50 films, but a kind of a culled down list of movies that I am actually looking forward to the most strictly for entertainment purposes for the most part. Some of them for personal reasons, but mostly for just strictly for entertainment purposes. I went through each month basically and listed from January all the way through the summer. And listed the movies, and I'm trying to pull it up right now so I have it right in front of me. But basically, there's so many great films coming out this next year. This year. It's not next year now, but yeah. Coming out this year that, you know, starting this month. I'll tell you the one I'm looking forward to the most right now after seeing the Red Band trailer is The Mechanic. strictly for the fact that it's going to be an all-out awesome entertainment experience in theaters. Mm-hmm. I would have to say that the biggest movies that we're kind of going obviously for Sucker Punch. Everyone's going to go see Sucker Punch, and the more and more I see from that, the clips it astounds me. But let's talk about some other movies that aren't on maybe everyone's radar. I think a movie that I'm really excited to see is called Hannah. We've posted some stuff on Geek Tyrant about that. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Hannah.
Yes.
Kate Blanchett, Eric Bana, and I cannot pronounce her name.
I think it's like Swarce Ronan or something like that.
Swarce Ronan.
Yeah, something.
She was in Lovely Bones. Yes. She's also going to be in Peter Weir's The Way Back. She's in that, which I'm looking forward to seeing as well. But Hannah just looks great. It's got a soundtrack done by the Chemical Brothers. Kate Blanchett looks amazing in it. But the main thing is her. Saoirse Ronan just looks like she kicks ass and takes names. So it's definitely one that, if not on your radar now, it needs to be. Mm-hmm. But I'd have to say Captain America in terms of all of the action movies or superhero movies. Captain America and is the biggest one that I'm looking forward to this year.
There's Thor is also coming out, and Thor looks amazing. I can't wait to see what the trailer for Captain America looks like when it comes out. But you got that Thor, the Wolverine. Darren Aronofsky is directing the Wolverine.
That's not going to be out this year, though.
That's not going to be out this year, though. It's going to be out in
Are you sure?
That's got to be 2012, right?
It's going to be early 2012.
I think they wanted to get it out late 2011, didn't
there's
they?
There's no way that can happen. Nope. Like, pre-production time and stuff, there's no way that can happen. I mean, I have no idea if that's true or not.
Aronofsky.
Yeah, I'm not telling you that dead to your face that you're wrong. I'm just expressing, like, really high disbelief if that's true, that it'll actually get done. But I don't know. The one that I am looking forward to that I'm not really sure if I'm legally allowed to say anything about this, but I'll mention it now, is the movie Paul, directed by Greg Mottola, who did Superbad and Adventureland, and starring Nick Frost and Simon Pegg and like a crap ton of other people, including Sigourney Weaver and Kristen Wiig, exactly. Seth Rogen does the voice of the alien. It's really I can't say anything about it, but it's a high up on my list of things that I want to see this year.
It is mine too. Yeah.
There's J.J. Abrams, Super 8 is coming out.
I honestly forgot about that movie until people started doing most anticipated of 2011 lists, and I was like, oh, that's still around, because like the viral marketing for it started so long ago, and they haven't really done anything
like
since
the middle
then.
Of next last year.
Yeah,
like,
I just
a teaser trailer. They haven't even started filming the movie yet.
Yeah.
Source Code.
That one, Source Code. Mm-hmm. Duncan Jones, director of Moon.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely something worth looking out for. Obviously, there's Harry Potter and Deathly Hallows Part 2, which is going to conclude the whole Harry Potter series.
I'm psyched to go on my Harry Potter adventure of catching up with all that stuff for that part.
Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol.
Sorry, I still can't take that title seriously, but I'm looking forward to it.
I don't
as
like
well.
The title either, but I love that Brad Bird's directing this movie, and I'm looking forward to seeing what he does with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, J.J. Abrams came up with the story. It's got Tom Cruise, Jeremy Renner,
Like Ving Rhames and stuff, too,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, Ving Rhames, Simon Pegg are all coming back, so that's cool. I'm looking forward to that one. That'll be fun. What do you guys think of Terrence Malick's The Tree of Life? I have to ask you, because you've all seen the trailer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you think?
Mazer, what did you think?
It is so trippy, because it's like, oh, it's Brad Pitt, and he's a father, but wait, Sean Penn is his son, but he's a scientist, but then there's planets, and there's metaphors for father
planets
and mother,
are colliding.
And planets, and water, and also, it just seems insane. It's a really well-done trailer, but, like, I don't know. It could be a really amazing film, or it could be really stinking boring, so...
Yeah, that's the same way that I'm going forward with it. It's going to be visually great because it's Terrence Malick, I think. And it's going to have a great sound, great editing, everything. But the thing that's going to bother me is a story going to be there that's really going to captivate the majority of mainstream audiences? My answer, probably not.
Well, I don't know if Malick, to be fair, has ever really considered or, like, cared about capturing mainstream audience attention.
He may not, but I'm sure the people that, you know, distribute the films do.
Well, I mean, they're always kind of, like, general, like, independent play. I mean, they just know that Malick is, like, this legend who's only made, what, like, 6 films in 40 years or something, and, like, everybody just freaking bows down when he makes a new movie. I've only seen one of his films. I saw The Thin Red Line. Have you guys seen that?
Yep.
Was just totally confused by it. I was like, what the hell is this? Like, I did not like it at all. And I don't know if that's because that's the only Malick movie I've ever seen, or if that's what all of them are like, and I just don't like his films. The trailer for Tree of Life felt like, okay, this is definitely from the same guy that made The Thin Red Line, so, like, I don't know if that means that I'm gonna like it or not. I'm probably gonna hate it, and I don't know if that makes me, like, a bad film fan for not really liking Terrence Malick
that
awful. Much.
You're awful.
But, I don't know, or maybe it's one of those things where you have to, like, have a certain perspective in life to appreciate what he's trying to do, because I'm 25 years old, you know, I'm not a father, I don't know anything about this stuff. Like, years later, I might get a much higher appreciation out of what he's talking about, but right now, it's like, doesn't look like something that's going to be really right in my wheelhouse, but...
Yeah.
Well, no, I know what you're saying, and that's why I didn't put it on my list of most anticipated. I think it's going to look great. It looks great. I'll end up probably seeing it, but one movie I do want to see that is visually stunning, in my mind, is Water for Elephants. Reese Witherspoon, Robert Pattinson, and most importantly, Christoph Waltz. That's coming out on April 22nd, and it's going to be a good movie, I think. And it's got a great cast, and I think it seems it's based on a very popular novel. So,
who directed that? Do you remember? Do you know?
I don't have that
which one?
Noted.
Water for Elephants. It's somebody famous. It's like a big name person. I just don't recall who it was right now. But anyway, I saw the trailer for that recently too.
And you saw it?
Yeah,
you didn't like it?
I thought it was okay. Like, I wouldn't put it on the most anticipated list.
It was directed by Francis Lawrence.
Oh yeah, Francis Lawrence of I Am Legend fame.
Yep.
I think this looks really visually nice. I think it's nice.
Yeah. Nice. That's
okay.
A good word.
I'm only excited for movies that I can buy a toy for. So
okay. Cowboys and Aliens?
He's got the childlike appreciation going on.
You got John Favreau's Cowboys and Aliens coming out.
Yeah, Cowboys and Aliens, I think we all are kind of looking forward to, just to see, it, even if it's not going to be good, just what the hell kind of movie it's going to be, you know?
This Fright Night remake.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good.
Yeah, we actually, Mazer talked about Fright Night with us on the Not Just New Movies podcast, so I'm interested to see kind of what that's
It can only
look
be
like.
Better.
yes, it can.
Does Fincher's Girl with the Dragon Tattoo come out this year?
I think it
does.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, it's coming out at the very end. Well, actually, I went further than summer. It comes out in December.
Nice. Okay,
it's
being a fan of Fincher, I'm definitely looking.
We also have
Dragon Tattoo.
Spielberg returning to World War II with War Horse.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely.
I really don't know that much about this film, but it's Spielberg World War II
Yeah.
Should be good.
When is that coming out?
It's actually World War One.
Oh, World War One? Okay.
Yep.
That's Christmas,
yeah.
I think, right?
Yeah, I think it's around.
Yeah.
And also, like, within that same time period is the first Tintin movie that Spielberg also directed.
Oh.
So
yep.
he's got two movies coming out within, like, a month of each other or something. So that's going to be kind of a crazy year for him.
Yeah.
Tiberius, Steven. You mentioned, like, offhand Fast Five. Is anybody here legitimately looking forward to that? Because I have to say that I am.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch it because I watch all the Fast and Furious films for some odd reason.
Somehow. They draw you in.
I just enjoy the stupidity of them.
Yeah.
This movie looks better than a lot of them.
Yeah.
I think this looks better than... This is as good as the first one in my mind.
So that's what I thought about the last movie.
I really
like this one. Looks awesome.
I liked all of them except for the third movie, personally, but that's just...
Really?
Yeah.
The second
I liked the first one. Second film...
The second one was not great, but
it was bad.
I hated the second one.
I liked Tokyo Drift.
I liked the first one. Hated the second one. Loved Tokyo Drift. I thought that
was the
best one in the
series. Fourth
one
was terrible.
Really?
I can't...
We are all over the map here because I hated Tokyo Drift and really liked the fourth one. So, like,
dude, as soon as they got rid of Paul Walker, I was all in. It's like,
for me,
all right, this is awesome.
I wanted my Paul Walker back. But
for me, fourth one, you might as well call it Fast and the Furious Tunnel Driving. Like, that's all it was. CG tunnel battle. Because, the last, 20 minutes of it is them driving cars in green screen in tunnels.
Trying to, like, outrace cameras in Mexico or something.
It was ridiculous. There was no sense of danger or speed. Just like, oh, look, they're in a blurry tunnel.
I liked it. I'll defend it. I liked it.
Well, I've got to say that I did too, but I preferred the earlier sequence where they're, you know, trying out to be part of the gang. That sequence through the streets of downtown LA was pretty freaking awesome.
Yeah. I'm a sucker for this franchise.
Yeah.
And I think as long as they keep doing it, and as long as they keep involving badass people like The Rock, I'm like, okay, that's great. Throw The Rock in there. That's fine.
But just at the end of the trailer, just that visual of two cars, towing a vault.
That's safe.
And using it as a weapon. Ridiculous.
Yeah. And I also like... And this is getting probably way further into it than we need to get into it. But, like, the way that they play with time and kind of chronology and stuff with, like, the different movies being set, like, one is a prequel, one is later, all that kind of stuff. And, like, you know, that's way more thought than anybody should ever put into these movies. But I like that they're at least being a little bit creative with the kind of storytelling and the timelines and stuff. But we can move on to something else now. I think we've talked about it.
What do you guys think about Priest?
I feel like that came out 2 years ago, just because I've been seeing so much stuff about it for so long, I'm not really a huge fan of, like, those, like, psychological, religious, crazy, like, machine gun firing alien angel movies, so...
Yeah, this could go the way of Solomon Kane and, you know... What was that last Paul Bettany action film that he did?
Right, exactly. Because
yeah.
I thought that was Priest, but it's not.
Yeah, see, I didn't like that one either. I can't even remember the name of it. That's not a good song.
Legion. I thought it was great. I liked it. I mean, not great in terms of best picture. No means, but pure entertainment. Good.
Anytime
where you can kill people. I mean, come on, someone shows up in an ice cream truck. Sprouts giant legs, spider-like, and comes crawling at you. I mean,
metal weapon wings.
I mean, come on.
I like your stand, Tiberius. I respect your stand. That's what I'll say to that.
I still couldn't buy a toy for it, so I wasn't happy.
Steven Soderbergh's got a couple films coming out this year.
Yeah,
he's got Haywire coming out.
Which looks, that's the one that was formerly titled Knockout, right? With Gina Carino, I think.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. It's got Bill Paxton, Antonio Banderas, Michael Douglas, Michael Fassbender.
You have
Ewan
me Bill
McGregor.
Paxton, honestly.
I mean, it's got a great cast, so looking forward to that one. He's also got the other one with Matt Damon coming out called Contagion.
Contagion. That comes out October 21st.
Damon. Yeah, Jude Law, Gwyneth Paltrow, Kate Winslet. So he's got a couple movies coming out that sound like they're going to be really good.
Mm-hmm.
I know this is going to sound bad, and I'm going to catch a lot of crap for it, but I'm going to go see, because I've seen every single Twilight movie, I'm going to go see Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn Part 1. Okay.
Silence.
And silence, exactly.
I will say that I've seen all the movies as well. I have not watched – the only one I watched in theaters was the third one, just because I like David Slade as a director. Unfortunately, he couldn't save that third movie either.
I know.
Yeah. I've seen them as well, and they're
– I'm definitely not looking forward
really, really
to
bad.
That.
They're really, really bad, and
– I will watch them. Just because I have to. Otherwise, I can't like.
It's like
down
a really bad television
show. I haven't seen it. That's
on
the
WB that you have
exactly,
to just
that's
watch
exactly
with
it.
Bitter end.
So.
You have to understand, I'm married and my wife loves it. What more can I say? I have to go.
That's
I enjoy it.
That's where I stand now. As well. So.
My wife enjoys laughing at it. She puts it on, and it's just hilarity for the entire time. We're both laughing at every little thing.
I'll hold it down as the remaining single person on this podcast and say that I've never seen a Twilight movie and don't ever plan on it. So for those of you out there who have just been rolling your eyes for the past minute, I'm right there with you.
Okay, why don't we move on to X-Men First Class, Matthew
Vaughn.
Thank
you.
X-Men film, which is... something I think we're all looking forward to.
If yes. they would show
because
us
it's,
something.
It's a period X-Men film that takes place in the 60s with James Bond technology. How can you not like that?
Yeah, with Matthew Vaughn. I mean, come on.
I know.
I just feel like they should at least give us a teaser trailer or something. They need to build up.
Well, they will. They'll get there.
Yeah.
Calm down.
Cowboys and Aliens is coming out in July, and it's coming out after X-Men. So, and they already have that trailer out. So, I mean, come on. They need to get with the program.
You're right. True. Okay, you make a good point there.
It seems really, really bad that they haven't tried to start pushing the marketing for this film.
I wonder if so much of it relies on CG that they just haven't been able to get their stuff together to make it look good yet. Because I would rather them wait and release a good trailer than do what Green Lantern did and put out something that I thought was really questionable.
Yeah.
So...
you know, this
know.
Year at Comic-Con should be interesting because all of the like a lot of our most anticipated films that are coming out come out before Comic-Con.
Yeah, so yeah, it'll be interesting to see like what is there that we have left to look forward to in the year.
I know, right?
Yeah.
The Avengers, they'll talk about that again.
Oh yeah,
yeah, they'll talk about the Avengers. We got Battle Los Angeles coming out,
mm-hmm.
but that comes out a lot earlier than.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'm not completely convinced this is going to be a great film.
I'm not either.
What?
Battle Los Angeles. I wasn't impressed.
Really?
With the
I think
trailer.
It looks. I'm excited. I love that trailer.
Study the trailer and go. What have they given me? And you know, like it seems like if they, it seems like they could give you a little bit more, but
yeah. I know. No, I know. But I like what I've seen so far.
Mazer, it's called a teaser trailer for a reason.
Yeah, but a teaser trailer should give you at least a flavor. I don't feel like I have a flavor. I feel like
I have a flavor.
It's a pretty damn long teaser trailer too.
Yeah, it's really really long, and I just feel like okay.
I'm just trying to say you couldn't get any flavor from that.
Nothing original.
Yeah, are you wondering like how much of that footage is actually going to be in the movie or how much of it they're just trying to piece together to give you some sort of concept of what they think the movie is going to be? Is that where you're at? Because that's kind of what I was thinking.
Because like, it feels like, okay, so we're under attack in Los Angeles. Cool.
Hell yeah, we are.
I don't know.
How is that different than many video game trailers that I've seen
or
recently?
Like true. Skyline or something.
Yeah.
Maybe because it's based on a true story? Hello.
I haven't seen the trailer. I saw it once, the trailer, and I saw it a long time ago, whenever it came out, whatever that was, a couple months ago or something, and just wasn't really impressed with it. I remember there being this kind of haunting music or something. I'm like, all right, this is lame. Like, it didn't connect with me at all. So
yeah,
it's like Black Hawk Down, but they're fighting aliens.
Exactly.
I think that's what it wishes it was, but it's not. that doesn't come across in the production of that trailer.
You know you're describing Battleship, the movie, as well, right? With that. So it's like, we've been railing on Battleship for a long time. When that trailer comes out, I expect you to be defending it if you're defending a movie that sounds like Black Hawk Down, but with aliens. So,
man, guys.
I don't know.
All right.
We'll see when a real trailer comes out.
Something else that's interesting is you only see the actors in the film for probably a total of 5 seconds.
And that's another thing, too, is, like, I'm a big Aaron Eckhart fan. I thought he was one of the best parts of The Dark Knight, like, the unsung hero of that movie, and he's barely in it. Yeah, I don't even know if you see his face at all.
You see,
it's a teaser trailer.
Look, eight,
okay.
Super 8 gave me a flavor and gave me a feeling to go with and go, okay, I can see where they're going with this. They're going with classic Spielberg.
Two of us are excited for it, two of us aren't. All right? Leave it at that.
Fair enough.
Let the listeners be the tiebreaker.
Nice.
All right.
Very diplomatic.
Don't be afraid of the dark.
Yes. Oh, my God. I hope this comes out this year.
Yes. That movie looks awesome, and all we've had is the teaser trailer, but it looks so intense and scary.
And we saw a little bit of that footage from Comic-Con, and it was amazing.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that one. Yeah.
I'm scared shitless of this movie, I mean, to be honest.
Yeah, that's going to be like the scariest movie of the year if it comes out.
Yeah, definitely. Real quick, a couple more. We've got the Edgar Allan Poe hunting a serial killer movie, The Raven.
I actually am looking forward to that.
With John Cusack. I am too, which is why I brought it up. James Mateigue is directing it. He directed V for Vendetta, great movie, and he directed Ninja the Assassin, which sucked. So, we'll see how this turns out.
I have a feeling it's going to suck.
It might, but I really like the concept.
I love the concept.
So
I love it.
Hopefully.
It has John Cusack. Come on. I mean, it can't
suck. I love classic Cusack. This is not...
Do you like 1408?
I like 1408.
I like 1408, too.
But I did not like 2012, so...
Yeah, I didn't really care about 2012. 2012 was the first movie that I saw with you guys in a theater, by the way, when I came out.
Oh, man, I'm sorry that it has to be that memory. Dang.
Okay.
Gore Verbinski's Rango comes out as well.
That looks really interesting.
That looks fun. I love the crazy wackiness and insanity that kind of shows.
I love how they. If you've seen the behind the scenes videos,
I love how they shot the movie. Or you know, they actually built sets, like part sets on sound stages, and had the actors act out their roles. For the film, and just thought that was pretty awesome how they did that.
Yeah, although a bit more involved than somebody just like coming in for a week and doing their voiceover stuff and knocking it out.
Yeah, definitely.
Exactly. They actually all have interaction with each other.
Although, if you're gonna have Johnny Depp be the character's voice, you really want to capture his, you know, physical performance.
Yeah, it seems like a bit of a waste that they didn't use some sort of motion capture stuff there. But yeah.
Anybody looking forward to Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides?
No.
I'm hesitantly looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. How about Rise of the Apes?
Don't know enough about it.
I agree, like Franco. All we've gotten is a little set photo of him on a campus or something.
Yeah, Transformers, Dark of the Moon. Dark of the Moon. I hate that title.
I have a friend who worked on it who said it's pretty good. He said that the story is almost as good as the first one, if not better.
That doesn't sell me on anything right there.
I like the story of the first one. I actually like the first movie a lot, but I don't know.
Yeah, one was in the shadow of the second one was pretty fun.
Scream 4 comes out this year, which I'm excited for.
I like Alison Brie.
I just like the Scream series, so screw you.
Which do you think is going to be funnier? Your Highness or the Hangover 2?
I Hangover. I I want to say Hangover too.
I would say Your Highness.
Highness is going to be pretty freaking funny, but I still don't know. I hope it's going to be good.
They're different movies in a lot of ways. One's more of a comedy, but you know.
I think I'm looking forward more to The Hangover 2 than I am Your Highness, just because I know what I'm getting myself into with the Hangover, because obviously, you know, it's a sequel, but Your Highness may end up being funnier. I guess only time will tell. Once we see it.
I mean, plus it has Natalie Portman in a song. So, enough said. I guess I'm sick. Sorry. You can snap that out, whatever you want to do.
No, we're keeping it in.
And what else? Any movies you want to end on? We got Sherlock Holmes 2. Don't really care, though. Kung Fu Panda 2.
I got some love for the original Sherlock Holmes, but
I'm not really excited for the sequel. Just kind of.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not excited for it. I think it'll be like a digestible piece of entertainment as soon as it comes out. But
a movie coming out in September, Columbiana with Zoe Saldana, looks kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm. That's Luc Besson, right? Or one of his produced movies, correct?
I don't know who's behind it. I just knew I was, you know, drawn in because the stills that we got were pretty pretty darn good looking, and Zoe Saldana's very good looking. So
yeah,
I was fine with that.
It's like yet another female assassin movie, kind of in the realm of Hannah to some degree.
This year is going to be very. There's going to be. I think Michelle Rodriguez's character in Battle Los Angeles. I think. What I'm getting at is there's going to be a lot of heavy female powerful heroes or anti-heroes in a lot of cases potentially throughout 2011. I think it's going to be the year of the woman in a lot of ways. So.
Except as superheroes.
Exactly. Correct.
Emma Frost in X-Men First Class.
Well, still.
She's
January Jones from Mad Men.
Yeah.
Still not the same. I know what you mean, though.
Yeah, I don't know. I was stretching. I was looking for something that wasn't there.
All I'm saying is Wonder Woman. Where's that film?
Yeah, exactly.
I would like that. I would say.
Yeah.
Pixar's got Cars 2, but I don't know why. I don't know why they are making a Cars 2.
Money. Cha-ching.
I guess we could end this. I don't want to end it on this movie, but we might as well, since it's probably the only one that I can think of right now that's coming out this year, and that is Footloose remake.
Oh, dear God.
Are you serious?
No.
You're seriously going to end the podcast on Footloose?
Look, the fact that Zac Efron dropped out just means...
What the hell? Derek Ho? Man. Or who is in it? I don't even know.
I don't even know who's in it. I don't even care. I don't even want to watch the movie. So what? Okay, what other movies can we end it on? The Smurfs? We end it on the Smurfs.
Oh, man.
That's not good. I don't want to end it on the Smurfs either.
I will not be buying those toys.
Yeah.
Hell, let's end it on Season of the Witch, which opens this weekend,
which looks bad.
It does look bad, but it's still better than talking about Footloose. Yeah, for love of Pete.
Green Lantern? I mean Green Hornet?
Green Hornet looks good. Green Hornet does look good.
All right.
I love Michel Gondry, but I don't know. We'll see.
It's really up in the air for me.
The thing is, you want it to be visually inventive and stuff like that, but then you have a movie like Speed Racer that is, and it totally alienates people. So it's really hard to know where to put that line.
Yeah.
That'll keep people going, oh, wow, that's cool and interesting, and go, that is just weird. What was that?
And also keeping, an origin story and, the storyline familiar enough for general audiences who probably don't know who Green Hornet is, since he's more of, one of those obscure
radio heroes. I remember watching Green Hornet with the original 1960s Batman.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't remember what the story is.
Yeah.
I kind of know, but, I remember watching it, yet I don't remember.
Yeah.
I'll say this. That mythos is.
No. The Black Beauty looks badass. That's a car I'd like to have.
Sure.
Especially blowing up, cameras at street signs, at stoplights. I mean, come on. Who wouldn't want that?
Not me.
Okay, not you?
No, I'm just joking.
You're not into self-destructing type movies like this? This looks good.
No, no, I'm excited for the Green Hornet. It looks better than what I was expecting, so yeah. I'm down.
It's looking better than it was.
Exactly, yes.
In terms of Green Hornet versus Green Lantern, Green Hornet looks better than Green Lantern. That's for damn sure.
At this point, I will agree with that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If so we're going on the green theme.
CG suits are a bad idea, folks.
Yes.
All right, so what do you think? Should we end it on that note?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
All right, that's good. We had a nice little discussion here, didn't we, guys?
We did.
Awesome. I like it. All right, you can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. Don't forget, you can also fan us on Facebook at facebook.com/geektyrantfans. Follow us on Twitter at @geektyrant. You can buy t-shirts and sunglasses and stuff on our online store at geektyrant.me. And you can always donate to us if you feel so inclined. geektyrant.com/donate. Also, don't forget to listen to the Not Just New Movie News podcast.
The Not Just New, New Movies podcast. There's no news involved. It's all right.
Okay. Shit.
But yeah, episodes are posted up on Geek Tyrant, and you guys can track it down in iTunes if you want. It's also found at notjustnewmovies.com if you want to track it down there.
Which is a great site, by the way, guys.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I like that podcast a lot.
Maybe I'll get invited to be on the podcast.
Sir, you will. I actually have you as a potential guest lined up for later this month, so.
Yes.
And then also, Tiberius, you want to plug your website?
Oh, that would be great. NapiersNews.com, Napier's News on Twitter, and I don't have the exact username for Facebook, but you can't miss us, Napier's News on Facebook. I don't have an exact Napier's News fan yet.
So there you have it, folks. Thank you so much for listening to us just talk about stuff. I hope you enjoyed it and had a good time. Sorry P. Vader couldn't be with us today, but maybe one day he'll return. Other than that...
Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, ooh, dude. Nice. Dude, if he comes back, it will be Return of the Jedi.
All right, or Revenge of the Sith, but okay.
Oh, dang.
Depending
thanks
on
for
the movie.
Everybody. Yes. Have a great night, morning, and evening, whatever time it is for listening to this.
Bye, everybody.